Time now for the KTAR Timeline with Steve Zenzmeister. It's brought to you by the husband and wife law team of Breyer Law, protecting the rights of the seriously injured in Arizona since 1996.
It's December 2nd, and on this day in 1976, Fidel Castro became president of Cuba. Maybe you know a thing or two about Castro, like that he was a Cuban politician who rose to power in the late 1950s. He became a leader in the Cuban Revolution and helped overthrow the government, which led to him becoming the prime minister. The United States attempted to remove Castro from power several times, including assassination attempts. In response, Castro teamed up with the Soviet Union and allowed them to place nuclear weapons in Cuba, which led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Castro turned his country into a socialist state under the Communist Party. In 2008, he transferred his power to Vice President Raul Castro. That makes Fidel the longest-serving non-royal head of state in the 20th and 21st centuries. And he became president of Cuba on this day in 1976.